So we came down to cool off and have a little lunch at the Langosta Lounge on the boardwalk right here. And it was very nice of Marilyn and her family to give us, everyone who participated, 20% discount on their lunch. So we're definitely taking advantage of that. And who do we run into but John Weber?
Yes. And
John, tell the people your title.
I'm a field staff employee for Surf Rider Foundation, meaning I help the chapters that are all volunteers from New Jersey to Massachusetts.
And how did we do today? What was your role in organizing this? And tell us how we did.
Surf Rider Foundation joined with Clean Ocean Action and Sierra Club and Alaska Wilderness League and Environment New Jersey and Edison Wetlands Association to stage several of these Hands Across the Sand events in New Jersey. And just so you know, we staged a few: Atlantic City, Asbury Park, Seaside Heights, and then there was another 15 or 20 at least that sprang up organically, and that's the way the whole thing was designed.
And what was your estimate of how many people turned out here in Asbury Park?
I say it's at least 1,000 people. We have a way of counting, which I don't know if we did that yet, but I think we'll have an accurate number soon. I think it was 1,000 people because it did go to the south end of town in Asbury Park, and it stretched to the edge of Convention Hall, and that's a good long, it's like 3/4 of a mile.
And there were a few of us at the north end, too, because we didn't get the memo. Sorry.
Well, my goal was to do the whole town, and I realized, like, you know what, we really can't see beyond Convention Hall, so I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah. So how did we compare, do you think, to Atlantic City and the other places? Do you have any idea?
I'm sure we had a really great turnout here because we had a big press event first, and such great groups were working to organize it. But everybody can see because there's a YouTube channel for Hands Across the Sand. There's a Flickr site. I'm sure if you just went to handsacrossthesand.com, they'll have all the sort of the post-event, you know, links on that main website, but I know there's Flickr page and there's a place for videos, so people should go there and check it out.
Is that what those yellow airplanes were doing today?
Oh, absolutely. We did get aerial photography courtesy of Clean Ocean Action, and yeah, the planes were taking pictures, so I cannot wait to see this from the sky.
I'm glad I didn't flash at them.
No.
Well, what's the future? More?
Well, you know, we have to assess this event, but I would love it if we did this every year. I think it would be great. I mean, a lot of people would love it. And like I said, it's a, you know, maybe the stopping the offshore oil drilling part, that could be done. That could actually happen one day, but we really have to get to that clean energy economy or else, it doesn't make sense. You know, global warming is more of a threat than just oil gushing into the Gulf, so we have to deal with both.
I want to ask you a question that's been going on in my mind. Do you think that BP got a little overconfident because of that 30-year record where they didn't have an accident? Maybe cut a few corners?
I think they all got overconfident because, what I'm reading now, for example, at Surf Rider's fantastic blog, nottheanswer.org, is that, you know, the safety record, I mean, for example, they were cutting and pasting their disaster preparedness plans from Alaska. The Gulf disaster plans for all the oil companies talked about saving walruses and things. And there are no walruses in the Gulf of Mexico. They're clearly, the technology they used was a photocopier for their disaster plan. You know, not real technology to protect us from oil spills. So I think they were all caught off guard. And, you know, having no spills for the last 21 years, in this country anyway, probably made them more confident than they should have been.
Well, they got the message today, I think.
I hope so. I hope so. And hopefully we reached a lot more people than just BP executives.
I hope so, too. Thanks very much, John.
I'm going to have lunch with the family. And.